When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we're reviewing a very special product that is, for some reason, ridiculously hard to find in New York. I could not find this for so long, and I just happened to walk into a liquor store one day. We won't say the name. What's up, Tyler? We love you. But it was not that store. But no free shout-outs, you know what I'm saying? So I walked into the store, found it, and I'm like, I need this bottle right now. Because it's so hard to find Kalila 12. Impossible. Kalila is a very underrated Isla whiskey. Before we get into that, Michael, say the word of our sponsor, please.
Brought to you by Addie's, located on a transit road, Williamsville. I was writing inside of my tasting log. Follow Greg, go to his Etsy shop, buy your own, fill it out, and join us on this journey. Any Hoosiers at Addie's, they have an in-house wine sommelier. Huge collection and
huge.
A very knowledgeable staff. Download their app at the Addie's App Store and the Apple App Store and the Google Playground Play Store. Check their inventory, buy whatever you want, and then have it ship right to your door if you're in the great state of New York. Now, first of all, how did you find out about these people? What is so great about it, and why are they so hard to find?
So, Kalila is a distillery located on the island of Islay, so similar to Lagavulin, Lafroig, Ardbeg, Bunachabin, all the Islay whiskeys.
Relax, we
that
get
are
you
very,
went there once.
Not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was in Ireland, or when I was in Scotland, nailed it.
You travel too much.
I travel way too much. Not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was in West Seneca. Anyway, this is located in Islay. So have you heard of Kalila before me?
No.
Have you heard of Johnny Walker before me?
Yes.
Well, Kalila is one of the distilleries that goes into Johnny Walker.
Got it.
So that's where, it's funny because when you walk there, not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was in Scotland and I walked to the Kalila distillery, they have in big bold letters on the walkway as you're walking from the land to the distillery, the Isla home of Johnny Walker. That's what they're most known for. That's what they'll always be most known for. Johnny Walker is made up of, well, we can talk about it in a different episode if we ever review Johnny Walker, but it's a blend of four different distilleries.
Right.
Kalila, Clynelish, Cardew, and Glenkinchie, which are different areas of Scotland. Kalila is the Isla version of, well, the Isla contribution to Johnny Walker. So that kind of tells you where this is at. This is aged 12 years. This is in ex-bourbon casks. And this comes in at $95, 43%. 86 proof, and like I said, it's from the island of Islay. So this is one of my favorite Islay whiskeys. I said last week when we reviewed Lagavulin that I'm a Lagavulin fanboy, which is 100% true and true. Kalila, I think, is my number two in Scotland.
Come
because
on.
I just love Kalila. I love their
over
taste.
Over Balvenie.
I think over Balvenie. I still love Balvenie, but like... To me,
Let's
you can't even compare
down.
The two.
Let's settle down.
To me, you can't
we,
even compare
We
the
haven't
two.
Even poured it yet.
I've drank it. I was there. We made cocktails. That's not pretend or anything. But when I was in Kalila. Anyway, label branding. What do you got? Let's pour this so you can experience how beautiful this is.
It doesn't rock my world, you know? It's not like the first time I saw Jessica Simpson. I just, I don't know, man.
What
like,
is she up to nowadays?
talking about how it used to be 98 degrees. The thing.
Stop, Nick Lachey.
The thing about this is, like, I don't know what any of this is. Like, that's the landscape.
Yeah.
There's the sea.
Yeah.
Or the ocean.
Yep.
That's a boat. You know, I mean, I don't. Okay. It's all black. Mm-hmm. Why is it black and white? There's no other color except for the age of 12 years. I don't know. It's just kind of. Is this like a horror film?
Yeah. I don't know why it's that color. I think it might be that color to portray the smoke and the peat and the gloominess that is Scotland.
The label is, you know, white, so it pops.
Yeah.
A-. It's a real cork.
I feel like I'll go A+ because it has a box.
A check.
I agree. So for all of you that are looking at this, it is called Cull. So if you're phonetically pronouncing it, it's Cull, C-U-L-L, and then Ela. So Cull Lila. That's what it is. So let's pour this bad boy and get to it. God, this one smells so good.
Real cork.
Hav. So this is very, very light.
Be a good host, bro.
This is definitely coming.
So this is supposed to be peaty.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be. It is peaty, bro. So you can see, in comparison to the other ones, this is very straw looking. This looks ridiculously young. Even though it's not, it's 12 years. This is very straw looking.
Remember the scotch that we had that's further north and they stole our colors? As a business?
Torebjeg.
That's what this looks like.
Yeah. Which is funny because Torebjeg was 3 years and this is 12.
Dude, this doesn't smell peaty at all.
Oh, this is so good. This isn't as...
I feel like this smells like Blue Label.
I would put... Kalila on the same...
Not to talk about my own net worth, but...
Yeah, right. I would put Kalila on the same smokiness, peatiness matrix as Ardbeg, where they're more smoky than they are peaty.
Got it. All right.
Does that...
Yeah, no, that tracks. Yeah. I mean, the smoke element is there rather than the peat. By the way, thank you for buying this, because I don't have any liquid. I just feel like I didn't know what to expect. And then I smell it and I'm like, oh, it's actually like, it's more of a pleasantry.
Yeah.
It's kind of inviting. I wasn't expecting that.
It's very sea salt too.
It is salty. Pause.
And almost, I don't want to say this because it's a turnoff to some people, but almost a hint of like anise black licorice. Definitely not though.
It's not.
But
it's
you can get a little bit of that like spicy anise note.
I don't get black licorice at all in this.
Anise, bro.
Yeah, but not black licorice.
My aunt anise.
Anise.
So
what would you rate the nose?
Nose, I would give this an A-. I'm a big fan of this nose. You agree?
I agree.
All right,
I want to taste it.
Well, good thing we're on the initial taste.
I want to taste it. Yum. You have this over Belvini?
Yeah.
You have this over Belvini.
And here's the reason why.
No, I already know why, and I'll explain it to the viewers because I know you. And I'm going to take the words right out of your gullet.
Okay.
You have found the distillery that encompasses what scotch is supposed to be. It is the perfect blend of peat and smoke with a light burn, and it's 86 proof, so it's not going to ruin your night, and it's super smooth because it's distilled well, and you have no rubber on the back end because it's distilled well. You found the product that encompasses what scotch is supposed to taste like.
Isla scotch, yes.
Yeah.
I think, yes, 100%.
See,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know my boy. Let's go.
I think that Kalila is a mature Ardbeg. Ardbeg goes way too hard into the smoke and like, I'm going to ruin your year. And it's like, all right, can we calm down just like a minute? Because I don't need the most highest PPM product. I need to enjoy it. And I feel like Kalila is different from Lagavulin in the fact that Kalila is more primarily smoke. In the initial taste, I'm getting more of like a, almost kind of like a campfire ashtray
type taste. But there's fruit.
It's sweet. It's salty. It takes what I love about a Speyside whiskey with the fruit and the sweetness, but combines it with this like roasted, toasted, peaty smokiness that really, like Mike said, encompasses how I feel like my perfect scotch should taste like. The good parts of Speyside, the good parts from Islay, and blending it together to give you this non-off-putting, smoky, fruity conglomeration of this liquid that I love this, dude.
We'll talk about it, but that's a good buy for 95. This is so annoying. I wasn't supposed to like this.
So, initial taste, you're getting brine. You're getting smoke.
Oh, that's a good call on the brine.
You're getting kind of a little bit of like a very unripe pear. Kind of a little bit of like this like sweet apple juice, kind of. A little bit.
This time of year, though, they're too tart, you know? Yeah. The apples are too tart.
You know what? Those damn gallows, dude. But you're kind of getting that, like, sweetness of that.
So where would you rate the initial taste? Because I'm curious on it, because I know where I am.
Initial taste, I'm going A+.
I'm not.
No?
No.
Where are you going?
Going A++ check.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you, dude.
Listen. A++ check. Do you agree?
I agree.
Ending note. I get a toasted bread.
Ooh, I like that. So is that toast or is that bread?
You know?
Is it like...
Whoever saw bread and said, damn it, toast it again, good for them. They created something great.
Are you pushing it down once or are you pushing it down a second time?
Once.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because like they didn't overdo it.
On that 1 to 8 scale, where are you at with your toast?
It's like a 6.
Okay, so you're going more towards the burn.
Well, no.
But not burnt. But like the dark toast. Okay. I completely agree. To me, this is the ending note comes back with that sweetness again, which is what I like. This is a very thick product. It's a very full-bodied product where the notes that you're getting in the initial taste and ending note are different, but it's thick enough to where they merge together. There's no hard stop. This is a damn good product. I love that you like this.
Oh. Suck brick. Ending note rating. A minus minus Check, check.
What? A minus minus check, check?
Yeah. Our professor would be proud. Do you agree?
He's long gone at this point.
No, he's not.
A minus minus.
He's strong check, with his 12 house phones.
I agree. So, seriously. What are you getting on the back end?
I'm getting toasted bread. Because everything is so front heavy, which is fine. And then the lingering note is a bread and that peat, which I'm fine with. Like, it's not... I literally wrote it. Perfect PPM. It's right there. Perfect PPM. In my opinion, that's where this is. Like, they did not mess this up. Like, credit is due, and I respect... You know, like, get rid of the box or fix it and just focus on your juice. Because yep. I don't know what that is, the Tiger Stripe Call of Duty 4 montage, but, like, I...
Did you get your camo, bro? Did you unlock it?
Yeah, go across 55. I just, you know, prestige. It's just... Oh, I'm not supposed to like this, and I like it. It's so annoying. It's like the girl at work, you know, where you're like, there's something off about her, and you're trying to figure it out, and then she talks to you, and you realize, like, I don't actually hate her. It's one of those.
Oh, I was going to say it's the laugh that kind of turned me off, but you're going on the other side. She's getting you going.
Well, that's what this is. Yeah. You know, I was waiting for the bad laugh with the packaging, and then she chuckled, and I was like, it's kind of an adorable laugh.
It's kind of cute, honestly.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. And, like, now what do I do, you know? So it's one of those. It's definitely one of those. Everyone's getting an A in the group project. Yeah, good job.
So also to that, you're kind of getting some, like, just to bring it back to Whiskey Notes really quick, you're kind of getting...
Is that a co-workers?
Yeah. You're getting that sea salt coming back at the end. You're getting that medicinal... note that you normally expect, like the iodine,
whoa,
mineralistic.
Whoa. Relax, I'm medicinal. New York State might come in and tax that.
That's
word.
That's fair. This is now $110, according to Hochul. No, so you're kind of getting like an iodine note too at the back end. It's very dynamic, yet all kind of like merges
how
together.
How deep did you dig to find iodine?
What do you mean?
You're not wrong, but where did that come from?
It's a very traditional note associated with Islay whiskey because it's got that like mineralistic, like filtered.
Yeah,
because
of the water.
Yeah.
Well, le in French.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree.
So, and our final rating?
So, final rating, give me that countdown. Don't fall off your chair.
3, 2, 1.
95. 93.5. Damn it. Would you have this in your collection? 3, 2, 1. Yes. Guys, find it, buy it, enjoy it. Try this out. Great job to the distillery. Shout out. Give credit where credit's due. I've never tried this before. It. Enough said. Thanks for coming, guys. I mean, that's it.
Well, so your expectations going into this was what? Because you weren't...
Nothing. A blank slate.
Really?
Straight up, I didn't know what it was. You know, to me, I'm one letter short from my mom's first name. So I was expecting bad things, right? Like, I was going to talk about it on my Thursday therapy session. And then we're here, and it's, you know, it's maybe there's love lost, there's love found. Shout out to M for his new album. That's what I got.
Cool. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you liked it.
Nice pick.
I'm
dude.
Glad that
nice find
that I can find this for you because this is it's a very interesting product that, like you said earlier, blends everything that I feel like a good scotch should be. It's not off-putting. It's smoky. It's sweet. It's salty. It's briny. It's just a really well-rounded product. And you know what the best part of this one is? This is their entry-level product.
Come on.
This is Kalila 12. They got significantly more that we can't find in the area. But I'm going to fucking find it because I love this stuff. I'm going to find it, dude.
We will see you later, everybody. Thank you for coming to this week's Wednesday Whiskey Review where myself, Mike, and Derek go off the rails trying to find exquisite things to taste that are generally never talked about. Thank you so much for coming to our show. We appreciate it. We will see you next week. Shout out to Addie. Shout out to Greg for the tasting bind that we have here. Guys, Nice job. Thank you for coming, and we will see you next week. Derek, take us out.
We always recommend, please drink responsibly, be a good person, and apply.
Yeah! Not litter.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.